you know, we talked about this earlier, you know, Manchester, the town of Manchester, I guess is considering going becoming a city. There's some legislation at the state capitol from representative in Manchester for this. So I listen, Jay Moran's a good friend of the show. The mayor of Manchester is also the athletic director at the University of Bridgeport. Joining us here, Brian and company. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I thought that if you had a mayor, you were a city.
Yeah, well, listen, towns have mayors too, right?
I didn't know that, though. I didn't know that towns had mayors. I thought that a defining characteristic of a city was not being like town council, selectman type thing. But Manchester right now is considered a town that has a mayor, correct?
Correct.
And why the movement to possibly change it?
Well, first of all, I guess the legislation's out there because if a town decides to go from a town to a city, it's not an easy process, according to my town attorney and others. So there is legislation out there by Senator Rahman, to, if a town decides to do that, to make it easier for them to do it. Now, in Manchester, we're in the middle of our charter revision again, and one of the questions, one of the things we're looking at should we be a city? And as I've said yesterday and I've said last week, personally, I like town, but I'm willing to listen to what the charter revision will send forth to our board of directors, which is our town council, because any recommendations from the charter revision comes through the local governing body. And then if we vote on something, that would go to the voters for a final say. But at this point in time, they're doing the research on it. It's one of the questions that they're looking at. And personally, I'm a fan of town of Manchester. My wife grew up in the town of Manchester, lives in the town of Manchester. My kids grew up in the town of Manchester, and I am the mayor of the town of Manchester. So, again, I'm also open to hear what they have to say as we move forward to this process.
So you're just as if you didn't make it any more obvious, you wouldn't mind staying a town, but you're not closed-minded. We're talking with James.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like one of the citizens interviewed yesterday. I mean, I think of skyscrapers and big buildings and a lot more. I mean, we are 60,000, and I understand the growth plays a role in this. And so we're not a small town anymore. We'll be the largest town in Harford County by 2030. However, you're there Thanksgiving morning with all the out of towners there.
Yep.
It still has a small town feel once you're in Manchester, when you're on Main Street and you're walking around. And so, to me, personally, I feel like it's a town. But, again, I'm willing to listen to the charter revision, let them do the work, and then hear what they have to say, and we'll go from there. But that's where I am.
You know, for me, we're talking with Mayor Jay Moran from the town of Manchester. For me, the ultimate question is there any difference in federal money you can get or tax structure? Like, is there any fiscal benefit to being a city over town?
You know what, Brian? I always say you always ask the right questions. That is the multimillion-dollar question. From what I understand, there's no difference. So I'm waiting to hear. I could be wrong. All the information I have says there's no difference whether you call a town or city, whether how you get your funding. So so I guess what the Charter Revision Commission will do is they'll show us the benefits of going to a city or a town, and I'll have to spell that out. But I don't know if there's any financial gain to this. So it's a great question.
So how did it come up in the first place?
That's even a better question. I don't know. Maybe I should ask Chuckles. Maybe I can have get an answer from the groundhog on that one. Because so far, again, Chuckles again beating up his early predictions. So maybe we'll go back to whether we should ask a town or city to Chuckles. What do you think?
Yeah, let's see what he has to say. Mayor Moran, where are we on the Main Street project?
So at this point in time, the local board of directors have voted to move it forward. Now, again, with the new plan, but we're waiting on trying to get some more matching funds. Part of our original grant is we have to get other outside matching funds. So we've applied for some funds. So at this point in time, the plan is set to move forward, but again, it depends on whether or not we can move forward with the money we already have, but we have to wait to get all the money. But again, it's mostly federal and state funding. It's not on the local taxpayer. So I know there are people in our community who would love to see it go to referendum, but that means it all falls on the backs of the local taxpayers. So at this point in time, we have some good grant money. We have close to $11 million. The project is close to probably 20. So we're working on the difference of that. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm confident we'll get the money and we'll move forward. And will make a great Main Street even greater than it is already.
Yeah, I mean, I love the width of it. And everything. Now, the big difference is there'll be some sort of rotary at the top, and then you'll change the positional parking from front end to sort of parallel.
Yeah, in some areas. There will be some angle parking, mostly on one side of the road, the side that you spend time on, where you hang out on Thanksgiving Day, on the side where the main workspace is. But on the other side, there'll be some parallel. But there are people that advocates for the bike lane, people against the bike lane on the other side. And there'll be some roundabouts. And but the studies show, I mean, again, we go off data, that there's reasons for going from four lanes to three with two with a turning lane is that there's shows less accidents. The data shows that we've been shown. And there's also the ability to have a more walkable, more bicycle friendly, which maybe my generation would not accept. But I think my children's generation and a generation after is calling for walkability, more ways to get around in town besides just vehicles. And then obviously the future of downtown is about the future in trying to keep young people in our community. And this is one way to do it.
Yeah. And of course, you know, businesses are, I guess, some are nervous that it'll affect business, but I'm not sure because there'll be fewer cars that'll be able to park. Is that their concern?
Yeah, there is concern there, but some of them still will have that direct parking right in front of their business, depending on you are. But also, there are studies that show that, you know, towns that if you're not a destination, you want it to be more walkable because people are walking down the street and go, oh, well, let me see if I can go into that business, which they would normally drive by if they're in a car. So, you know, there's people that were for and against this, and we had a lot of meetings and a lot of respectful conversation, and we're going to try to move forward to see if we can make it even better. We're about to break ground on a new library on Main Street. So we just finished fixing up all our elementary schools, refurbishing all them. So we're making some progress. We have a skate park and a turf field coming in at the end of Main Street by 384. So we're making a lot of progress as far as our infrastructure here in our community.
All right, well, stay in touch, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate you coming on.
We're doing great town things, Brian.
Yeah, we love Manchester.
We love having you.
Yeah, we absolutely. I mean, honestly, I don't have to tell you twice about how we feel about the race, but the town in general. And it was a really nice piece on Gino's Restaurant 2 weeks ago too. And I'm sure that place is doing great. So have a great day, sir.
Go Gino, go Huskies. Yeah. You're right. Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.